Okay, this is Kevin Craig again with the Libertarian Response to Liberalism. And our first item on the description of liberalism from Wikipedia is that liberals are very much against the Bush tax programs. And I take it that means against the Bush tax cuts. And maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I'm assuming they're talking about, the Bush tax cuts. The libertarian believes in peaceful relationships with people. And that's why libertarians oppose the initiation of force. In fact, to become a libertarian, a member, a dues-paying, card-carrying member of the party, as opposed to someone who just simply votes libertarian, to become a card-carrying, dues-paying member, you need to sign a statement that says, I do not believe in the initiation of force as a solution to personal and social problems. If you believe that, if you believe that it's wrong to put a gun to your neighbor's head and take his money for your pet project, then you would have to conclude, as most but not all libertarians conclude, that taxation is theft. Taxation is the moral equivalent of putting a gun to your neighbor's head. If you want to give a dollar to the homeless, you can either take a dollar out of your pocket and give it to the homeless person, or you can give a persuasive appeal to your neighbor to have your neighbor give you a dollar so that you can give that dollar to the homeless person, or you can put a gun to your neighbor's head, or you can hire a thief, hire someone to rob your neighbor and give a dollar to you, take the rest for himself, and then you give a dollar to the homeless person. Or you can vote for someone to take money through threats of force and threats of violence. And that's what taxation is. Taxation, you wouldn't do that in your normal life. But that's what government does. If your neighbor doesn't want to pay the taxes, they'll send a marshal with a nasty dog out to their property, and they'll garnish their wages. They may have to sell their home. The government will do anything that's necessary, use any amount of force or violence to take that money from the person and do whatever it is that the politicians think should be done with your neighbor's money. A libertarian is committed to persuasion rather than violence and production rather than redistribution of what has already been produced. We need to expand our production. Think about the level of production of goods and services today compared with 100 years ago or 200 years ago. If you had $1 million and you lived 200 years ago, you would not be able to buy all the different things that we have today because our economy has produced a whole lot of a wide variety of goods. I would believe better quality goods. And whereas 100 years ago, only the richest people could afford an automobile. And even the richest could not afford such things as a refrigerator or air conditioning. Today, the vast majority of the people we consider the poorest members of our society have cars and refrigerators. Their homes are heated by central heating with the punch of a button, hot water, things that our great-great-great-great-grandparents didn't have, couldn't have, no matter how much money they had. And that's the libertarian goal, is to increase production rather than redistribution. So the libertarian is against taxation. And I would like to appeal to you as a liberal or as a Democrat, what kind of a society do you want? Do you want a society which is basically a police state, where one half of the population imposes its rule on the other half by force, using IRS agents and marshals and jail wardens and so forth? Or do you want a society which is based on persuasion and peaceful coexistence or peaceful relationships, where we use persuasion and we use the facts and the evidence and we wait for a change of heart in the other person before we call ourselves a success by persuading that person to give to the causes that we think are just and fair and compassionate? Well, that's the libertarian view. I'd like to think that if you want a peaceful society, that you would join the libertarians in opposing the initiation of force as a solution to any social or personal problem.